Yo, and what up,
Grizz Nation, and welcome back to another Grizz 901 postgame show. Sorry I didn't give the solo shot. Nathan will be here in a second. We are coming off of a huge win against the Bucks right before we get to the All-Star break. If you missed last night, you missed a great episode. Kenny was here helping us, but you also missed a plus 500 cash money, baby. It was amazing. It was great. I hope you cashed. I hope you put your house on it, just as Nate said to do. Okay, I hope you didn't. But if you did, please tell us about it. We're excited. The Grizzlies win 113 to 110. It is an amazing night. We're going to talk about that, get into Grizz trivia, the All-Star break, all the All-Star festivities. We might have a giveaway leaning into that All-Star break a little bit, centered around the three-point shootout. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Last thing is, we'll kind of set you up for the All-Star break, kind of what's ahead. But listen, that's it. You don't care to hear me talk. Let's bring in my guy. Hey. Yo!
Kenny with the absolute lock of the century. Listen, if you were here last night, we told you bet your paycheck.
Kenny lock.
Bet your paycheck on Grizz money line, and guess what? It was a lock. Dude, what a game. That's insane.
What a game. It was insane. Amanda was there. Awesome. Awesome. Great game. We haven't been that excited over a win in a long time, and it was a great game, but I knew this was coming. I'm gonna go ahead and put in two things.
Says Knight.
Etha, Jeffa, P, says Jaren's holding us back. And guess who's right behind him?
Listen.
Goon the shooter.
It's Goon's night.
Man. What a great night. It's gonna be a fun night overall. And how about the last night? The last night, right before All-Star break, the Grizzlies show up and show out. I hope you're tuning in here with in the comment section because it is fun. Speaking of the comment section, our official sponsor of the comment section is Streetcars of Memphis. If you need any kind of modifications or any needs at all, do us a favor. Give our guys a call. They will hook you up. If you need an oil change, the Grizz 901 promo code is still live right now. It gives you a $55 regular oil change or a $65 full synthetic oil change. Huge savings taking place down at Streetcars of Memphis. Go ahead and check them out online at 901scm.com or give our guys a call, 901-323-3332, and they can schedule your oil change, your maintenance, your customization, whatever you need, lift kits, wheels, tires, whatever it is, give the guys over at Streetcars of Memphis a call. Off the top rope, Nate, what's your thoughts?
I've got a theory.
I can't wait. Tinfoil hat.
I think Zaire Williams might be the best player in the NBA. You know how good you have to be to sandbag that hard to make sure you don't get traded? To just come out right after that with that much talent and be that good? Dude, it's over. Zaire's the best player in the NBA. You have to be so good to act like you're that bad and then show up and play like that. That's my theory. Z.
Listen. Dude. All right, let's get into a little bit of Zaire Williams tonight. 27 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 of 7 from deep. It was Zaire's night. The other guy, 27 points, 6 of 10 from deep. Listen, he only got one rebound, and he didn't pass the ball to anybody that made a shot. But it doesn't matter. GG Jackson, 27, 6 of 10 from deep. And I don't know if this is true, so somebody do me a favor. Go over to, StatMuse, whatever it is. I believe GG is now the official holder of the youngest player to ever hit 6 three-pointers in a game. It used to be Devin Booker for 19 years and 81 days. Somebody find out how old GG Jackson is, because I believe his birthday isn't until December 17th. From my studies before the game, I think he's now the youngest player ever to hit 6 three-pointers in a game. So do me a favor and find that out for me. But how awesome, man. How awesome.
We got to just get GG on TNT every night. Grizz win when Gigi's playing on TNT.
Wow. Zaire Williams, a career high, 27 points, 3 steals. Wow.
Unbelievable night, man. Vince, almost another triple-double. Trey Jameson gave good minutes. Everybody played well. I mean, like, Yuta's the only one that I was like, he ain't seeing the court.
Yeah.
At the end of the game. Like, it was awesome, man. Jaren sitting out. We got another GG interview here on TNT. Let's go, dude.
Yeah, you'll listen to it live? Let's listen to it live.
It's come to you now.
I got his name wrong the first time I was on TNT, but it's Anthony Carter instead of Alice Carter. He's been working with me the whole time, getting my shot right. And it's the best I've ever shot in my life. And, you know, once you have your jump shot, it opens up everything else for you, the driving lanes and then the kicks. And, you know, hopefully I can get some dunks sometime soon.
Congratulations. Thanks for stopping.
Yes, man. Thank you. Shout out Zaire. Played his ass off. Shout out Zaire.
Young man, don't cuss.
Your dad's got to say that, talk in front of the whole church on Sunday.
Wow. Listen, that was fun. That was fun. It was a good time. I am so far behind on the comment section. I am just trying to look through here at this point. But shout out to them too. Played overall just a great game. Anybody else? Just looking through these numbers, it was realistically a 7-man squad. Jacob Gilliard only playing 50. The fact that he's running up on his 50 games. And he's the guy being left out at 15 minutes. And then Yuta Watanabe does Yuta Watanabe stuff. I've told y'all he's okay. he's not better than Roddy. Sane. I hope you're listening to this. But overall, 7 guys, man. 7 guys really played well. And everybody was in double figures outside of Santi Aldama. Santi put in 7 points, 7 assists, and 3 rebounds.
He took 4 shots.
Kind of played within himself. Yeah, he wasn't a guy who was kind of filling it up. So, great.
It was good stuff all around, man. I mean, you got the obvious guys. Zaire, Gigi, Vince all played awesome tonight. I mean, great, great nights from those guys. But, dude, I got to tell you, last night we came on here, and me and Kenny were both like, got to see more of it. Got to see more of it. Lamar Stevens shows up and does this thing every night, it looks like. He's going to make the simple shots. And he's going to defend whoever you put him on. I mean, watching him play has been like kind of crazy, honestly. He's hitting his threes, he's making the bunnies, and he's defending Zion, Shingun, Giannis. I mean, did the Grizzlies fall into another possible end of rotation player? It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane, man. And listen, let's be very, very clear. Something is wrong in the state of Milwaukee.
Yes.
Like, let's be real clear. Like, that team, I don't care how well those Grizzlies play.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen. But at the end of the day, like, you still went out there and you beat the Milwaukee Bucks fully healthy with this squad. It's not even Jaren Jackson and the hustle shuffle. It's just the hustle shuffle. Dude, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And honestly, like, you know, looking at this from the Black Ninja DJ, are the Bucks sure Griffin was the problem? Because this team looks disinterested completely. Like, they look like they kind of care. And listen, I have, you know, and just a little bit of personal news. I am going to be, if y'all were here when Jonathan Coachman and Alan Bell were on the show from Driving the Line, they have now invited me to be on their show tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. On Driving the Line, I will be there. I'll be giving some picks. We're going to be doing some we're going to do a little bit of just fun stuff surrounding the NBA. And so I have some stuff we're actually, you know, working on figuring out the show right now. But all my picks are looking at people that are not disinterested, and it is not, I'm not picking anybody with the Bucks because they look disinterested when they're playing together, let alone on All-Star weekend. So what you got?
I was going to give a shout out to Desert Squirrel. Haven't seen him in a while. We were just talking about you last night.
They were.
It was like the tweet of the season so far.
Yeah.
With the pettiest little 5-year-old tantrum kick Vince threw on that ball. And then when Dylan Brooks was throwing it back to the ref, it was awesome. So one, yes, the Bucks treatment of Bud, not just Bud, Bud and Adrian Griffin at this point. Like, clearly that's not the issue. Mm. It's been a mess, but especially Bud. They should have, what they did with Bud, I have never agreed with, right? And even out, you can admit, hey, he's had playoff struggles. It's like, dude, he literally had his brother die in the middle of a playoff series, and you still have Giannis Antetokounmpo who can't get out of the first round. Come on, man. It's not that. But also, shout out to Desert Squirrel. We were literally talking about you last night. Glad to see you back in here. Keep tweeting the videos that no one else can find because that was amazing. But
I had an interaction with Desert Squirrel the other day, and I asked him, you know, just a question in general, like, why do some people watch the show over on Twitter compared to YouTube? And so I had an interaction with him not too long ago, and he, you know, I'm just asking the right questions, right? Just asking why, because I'm always curious why you would do it over one place or another. Both are right. You know, there's no issues. I don't care where you watch the show at, as long as you're watching. But he kind of had that. So, and then y'all talked about him last game. So it was pretty cool.
Pat Bev, I don't know if Mr. Chemistry himself can get it done. I don't know. But also shout out Wayne. Wayne knows the secret sauce. So I'm going to say, I'm going to let you read the comment. Just know Wayne knows the secret sauce to Grizz success. That's it.
I don't know if y'all know this, but I am on the show and they won tonight. All right.
No, he's saying since I went solo, flipped the juju.
Oh,
that's all that happened, man. Hey, listen, that's all he's saying. You're
trying to get me off the show.
Shout out, Wayne. Oh, we're going to have some fun tonight. Last one for All-Star break. I didn't expect to win. We're going to have a good time tonight.
All right. Look at this. ESPN just confirmed Gigi is the youngest player to make 6 3-pointers. Dude. Thought I was right. I thought I did the math right. I wasn't sure because I looked at it earlier and I was looking for Grizz trivia stuff.
I want you to know that.
That was going to be one of my questions if it hit tonight, but I brought it up anyway. Listen, Gigi played out of his mind. Just overall, what's the reasoning that he's not starting? If you had to give.
I think because he's thriving so much off the bench, and it's like, okay, one, he's thriving, but two, it's like, who else are you bringing off the bench? It's the same thing we talked about last time. Like, he is good enough to be starting. It's like, dude, he's killing it off the bench, and you need someone to come and just plug him in, and he starts scoring. And it's been obviously working. He's been absolutely crushing it, right? So I don't think it's any kind of knock on Gigi. Whatsoever. I think he's killing it off the bench. You want someone to come off the bench. And at the end of the day, like Dak is saying at the bottom there, it's working.
Yeah.
Like he's thriving so much. It's like, why mess up a good thing?
Yeah. And this is a big breakthrough. I noticed it as well. I wasn't sure. What are you drinking?
This would be water.
Wow. I'm shocked.
This would be scotch. So... Here. Listen, I'm responsible.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to get just a couple of these comments that I found. One of these from Kenny. This is beautiful. We had a conversation after the show went off last night. I hopped on and talked to him about this. Talked to him about some church stuff. And he brought up that Gigi's about to get that holy water splashed on him for that curse word that he had. This one's from Dak Daniels, you know, another guy that is a regular. Santi got that swing message finally. Like if you listen to Tony Allen, he was on the Chris Vernon show all the time. He's always talking about, you know, swing. And that's what Marc Gasol was the first one to ever tell him that and get through. And he's like, you know, is that the nicest way anybody's ever told you to just not shoot and pass the ball?
He's like, yes. Yeah. He's like, I tell Marc to swing. And then he'd only swing. And then he'd look at me and shoot it.
All right. And this is from King Makes. I heard Zaire found out that King Meeks was looking for him, and you know what's up.
You can't have the wrestling match if he's shooting like that. If he hits another slump, you can have the wrestling match. But right now, listen, same thing. We always talk about, like, we're gonna call it is what it is. We're also not gonna just come out here and just trash like players personally. Dude, he played awesome tonight. If he plays like that every night, I can get made fun of on every show we do. I will be happy.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And this is from D'Angelo. Stevens, you know, and Goodwin both played well. Just looking at those two guys, you know, real fast. And this goes so fast. We're 17 minutes into the show, and I haven't even went through any of the box score at all, pretty much. But if you look at this with Goodwin, he got the start tonight, which is a little weird. But I guess when you have Trey Jemison, who's your center, then you have two other, you know, big guys with Desire and Aldama. You kind of need somebody that can, you know, be more of a shooter. Honestly, somebody who can dribble better than Vince. Vince was kind of your point guard tonight. But 11 points out of him, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. And then you're talking about 1 of 3 from deep, 5 of 12. 5 of 12 is the biggest thing. The fact that he's staying within himself, right? Even though he's trying to get a contract. This is the last game the dude will play. From my understanding, I don't think it pauses at All-Star break. I think it's days. Yeah. I know it's not games. Yeah. I think it's days. So I'd imagine this is one of the last times we will see them. I'm not exactly sure of the rules. So don't quote me on that. But then also, Lamar Stevens, 13 points, 5 rebounds, an assist, 1 3-4, 1 for 1, and 6 of 10. They're staying within themselves, even though they're going for that contract. It's so easy to shoot yourself in the foot by shooting too much. And I can't say how important that is, because it really is important to the fact that these guys, they're trying to get money. They're trying to make a career out of this. Yeah. And so it's pretty shot to them. So it's cool.
Well, it's a lot of, and again, you brought him up a second ago. Tony Allen talks about when he goes on the Chris Vernon show. It's right. Like, if you can know your role, you can extend your career in the NBA. And Absolutely. It's like, that's two dudes who are showing that they know their role and they know how to play within a team, right? And what's awesome about that is you see it all the time. Maybe it's not Memphis. Maybe not for either one of these guys, even though
it was Memphis.
Lamar Stevens, if he keeps playing like that and playing that kind of defense, I think he can fit on any kind of team, honestly.
I got a question.
Truly was not familiar with his game.
truly not. I got a question. How do you get Lamar Stevens on this team if you were to get him?
Consolidate. Let Zaire keep cooking.
you can't trade anybody.
Not right now.
What do you do? Like, literally, you have 15 men on the roster, from my understanding. I haven't double-checked that, but
I don't know what – I mean, I don't know what it looks like the rest of the season, but it's – I mean, you'd have to cut somebody, which, I mean, I got a guy. Just saying, I got a guy if you're looking for a place to make some room.
The problem with that, if you do cut somebody, really, honestly, if you cut somebody, it's
dead money.
It's dead money. And I know who you're wanting to say.
I don't say nobody.
I would just say that it's going to be tough. If you do that, you're looking, you're already shooting yourself in the foot for the next season. So at what cost are you willing to give up that guy and let him go somewhere else?
Wayne hitting us with I'm sure someone could get injured. I mean, yeah, at this point, it's like, okay, now we actually kind of need one. Who wants to take the bullet? Yeah.
Well, the only way, listen, you can get an injury exemption.
Right. Well, honestly, I think that's like kind of the way. Right,
you're getting people back. That's the
problem.
That's the problem now.
like this is the way, but sorry. This is not – it's not going to happen. So, I don't know, man. I mean, what's he on right now?
10-day.
Stevens is on a 10-way or 2-way? I thought he was part of the trade.
Lamar Stevens is part of the trade. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. He is under contract this season. I apologize. Good one.
I was about to say, I was like, that's me. We're talking about 10 days, but yeah, he's signed through the end of this year. So he's making $2 million. Yep. So
Thank you.
So he can be here going with it, get signed for the year then.
My bad, everybody.
Let's go ahead and keep Lamar Stevens going. We can make some room at the end of the year. Listen,
I'm not worried about that.
Listen, I think one way or the other, I got a guy who's gone in the summer. I just can't imagine a world where that, like, he's still on the team. Honestly, like it makes zero sense. You are wasting a roster spot. Like it's more like you're not just wasting money, you're wasting a roster spot at that point.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, the option's already picked up, but maybe they don't. Maybe they're like, hey, he's could still figure it out or something like that. But honestly, it's like the wings that you wanted, you found, and it's not the guys who you just extended, most likely. Again, Zaire had an awesome night. Awesome night. But we've talked about this. We've seen him have awesome nights. And it's just, granted, it's a career high. I mean, it's the awesomest he has been. But I don't count on seeing it again when we come back from All-Star break. Yep. Being honest. If he is awesome again, fantastic.
Yeah. But, well, all right, a couple things.
You got Vince.
They do only have 14 people under contract, you know, next year, right? And that includes Luke opting in. What I will say is the offseason, there's so many areas that are very gray. Mm-hmm. You're obviously going to draft people. You don't have to make very, very many decisions until the actual season gets going, because you can bring so many people into training camp. You could actually give them a training camp a contract. Speaking of Lamar Stevens, especially since he's with the team, maybe they can have it under the table. Hey, handshake. Like, hey, we want you. We have to see if we can, you know, see how you fit in. We're going to make you compete with, you know, with even Jake. And see what happens. And so there's so much that we can see, but I'm not too worried about that. So mainly my dumbassery, you know, talking through the wrong way. Well, Lamar Stevens is under contract for this year, so it's not.
And the big need for Grizzlies is center. Like that is the need. Yeah, and we've talked about it. I think the best version of this team is with a true, like, high caliber starting center. And honestly, having another backup big off the bench. Now, return of Brandon Clark can kind of negate that need to an extent, but still having a capable, like, 6'11", 7-footer off the bench that can just rebound and hold his own when you have Jaren out of the game, plus starting center out of the game. So there's some roster spots already that are likely needing to be taken.
Yeah.
But again, I think there's going to be room, right? There's going to be teams that are looking to make moves, and I just – don't foresee a way that the Grizzlies can't move off some of these contracts they're going to move off of. And a guy, again, it's the same thing as Xavier Tillman. And it's honestly like a little bit of John Conchar plus, where you look at a guy that gets in the mix and can fit on any kind of team. I mean, we've only seen it three games, but it's three games of stuff that looks like it's super repeatable. You've only heard good things out of Cleveland, out of Boston about him. Like, listen. Quacks like it, walks like it, probably is.
Quack. All right, let me go through this a little bit more. And honestly, listen, I'm not familiar with your game, Grizzlies bias. Never seen you in here. And so shout out to you. I always try to give a little bit of love to people. I don't know. I've never seen your logo ever on Twitter either. And so if we don't follow you, please follow us over at Grizz901 Live. And that goes for everybody else. We want to show love. We want to create the community that this is. The positivity that is shown in the community on a continual basis, even including Goon. We do have some, we have the best community, I promise you, in all of Grizzlies, just for the simple fact that everybody keeps it real, honest. You give your take, but also, we try to get too crazy, like some places might get. And so do us a favor, hit the like button, as always. If you're not subscribed to the Bluff City Media channel, do that. Wherever you can follow us, please do us a favor. If you're watching over Twitter, go ahead and like and share that. But it doesn't hurt at all to follow us over on Bluff City Media as well. The subscribers have been jumping the first full year of the brand, and Mark is in the chat as well. It's grown leaps and bounds, and it's only going to get better. This is one of the worst seasons we've had. I guess before Ja is the worst season for Ja ever got here. Right. So it's only going to get better next year at this time. I'm telling you, there's going to be so many more people in this chat. We want to make sure that we keep a lot of our OGs with us, and we're getting through a lot of decisions that we're looking at the off seasons on what to do with a lot of the OGs here. So stay tuned, and we thank you for kind of hanging out with us the entire time. Let's go ahead and get through here. Let me swing out this machete real quick. All right, let me look at Trey Jemison tonight with 10.6 rebounds, 2 assists. Another good game out of him. He is having trouble with his the catch, the Biombo grease. He got some of that Biombo grease. It's all right.
It's going to be okay. The game's just fast for him. Right? He just kind of is like, oh, I got to go. I got to perform. I got to do this. And I think once he slows down, his hands are going to be okay. Yeah. But right now, he is working way too fast in his head.
For sure. And that's okay. It's going to happen. All right. Vince Williams Jr., the crazy pills that he's on is awesome. 18 points, 12 rebounds. The dude is just an animal. He's always around the ball. And I know you hear that with basketball terms, just always being around the ball. And then a 7 assist. He did get 5 fouls, 0-2 from deep tonight, but overall 7-11. So, played really well.
He's also always pissing someone off.
I love it.
Beasley within 2 minutes hated that dude. By the way, Beasley has turned into one of those guys that like looks like he's playing hard defense, but truth is he's just got a handful of jersey the entire game.
Yeah.
Like drives me insane. But now Malik Beasley hates Vince Williams. So there you go.
Who's the player that stood out for you tonight?
Dog.
From the Bucks.
I mean, in a good way or a bad way?
Either way. I love this.
I'm going to say, I mean, obviously, like, Giannis played well. I was talking with Kenny last night. It's like a weird, I don't know if it's because of his brother or because of his, like, I mean, we talked about his press conferences have gone from, like, kind of corny, funny to a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he's, like, kind of fallen off as far as likable NBA players. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. But he's still freaky awesome at basketball.
Right.
In a bad way, dude. Dame does not look like Dame, it's honestly, it's hard to say, but the whole team doesn't look right.
Yeah.
The whole team doesn't look right there. And this is not just a tonight thing. If you were listening to the show last night, we said it, me and Kenny, like something just does not feel right over there. And it's everything, everybody, yeah. Something's not right. So, that's it. That's really it. I mean, honestly, the only thing I want to talk about is Gigi. Like, okay. And I want to bring you a question about something that came up last night, because I still think it's a stretch. But our guy Chris thinks Gigi is about to be the number two option on the Grizzlies within 2 to 3 years.
All right.
Keeps looking more and more feasible. He's standing on it, too. But I'm like, man, with Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson, that is a tall order. But dog, when he's got the unlimited range badge going on, like limitless range badge. I mean,
all right. So let me answer that with a question. Okay. I love GG in his game. It's gonna have the ups and downs as every young player does. Can he play in an offense where he's not the main scorer or he's not the main option? Because that was his problem over in South Carolina. Look at South Carolina this year. I know they've completely flipped their entire team, but their coach wasn't that bad, obviously, if he could, get up, some of the players. And maybe he was, there was issues. But this is a perfect comment. If my clicker will work, nothing's working for me. Am I frozen? Here we go. All right. Gigi is a microwave right now. Gigi is the future potential off the bench microwave. I don't know if he can be the number two option because I don't know how well he plays with others. I know it's stupid, corny saying. No. Just in general, I don't know if he can fill that role just yet. He will eventually. Just I don't know if this early.
You stole exactly where I was going with that. You did. And I was going to tie it into earlier when people were talking about coming off the bench, because I thought about this after we finished talking about it. It's like you keep bringing Gigi off the bench too because you're like, hey, this is what you're going to do. Like, you are the guy that comes off the bench and is scoring. And to be clear, like, I think Gigi is playing within himself all the time. Like, the only thing is, once he gets going, he's 19 years old, and he's seen KD and Steph go on these heaters, and he's like, oh, shoot, I got this. And so he's like, I'm going to jack this up. But he plays within himself. It's not like he is playing out of the offense while he's on the floor. Like, it's not been something like that. So I think he can play fine with others. I just also think that is his ideal role for the team, is like sixth man of the year type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think it's what fits best. And again, maybe he grows into your starting three. Once you get a few like that 3 years from now, you could get to a starting three role. But right now, if you're looking at next year, year after that, immediate future, It's Ja, Dez, Marcus, Jaren, big. That is what it is. Potentially, if they're going to commit to Jaren at the five, you put another guy in there. Maybe he's like a GG. But yeah. Truth is, you got two guys, and Vince and Gigi, that are going to come off the bench and absolutely crush. Like, that's what you got. And also, yeah. We haven't talked about this ever. That's a huge lineup to be bringing off the bench. That is two massive dudes, long dudes, that you're bringing off the bench that can both create their own offense. And by the way, Vince's playmaking. I know we say, hey, we need someone who can dribble a little bit better than Vince. He's doing fine.
Right.
Running point. Like, yeah. Listen, they're about to have a lot of good problems next year.
Listen, I know that this has been a down season. I know it has. But the diamonds in the rough that the Grizzlies are finding right now is just incredible. Incredible.
Blessings from the Lord, brother. Brother Daniel. Blessings from the Lord. Don't know what else to tell you.
All right. So the last thing I want to say before we move into Grizz trivia and take a break. I just saw the quote that came over through TNT. I looked over this. Oh, I still have my – somehow I still have it on my kid's iPad. But it said tonight, Doc Rivers said, we had some players play tonight, and we had some players in Cabo.
And then he was like, that dude, he is like such an old man, man. The way he walks, I'm like, God, man, them knees are just struggling. Yeah. Listen, I almost feel bad for Doc Rivers.
No, almost. Absolutely. I'll never almost. Will. Never.
Dude, it's just one of those things where that whole situation's a mess.
All right, two comments I want to hit on before we move into the Grizz trivia. I love this. Twisted Vincent is maybe my favorite one so far. I know it's a little long, and Vince doesn't have Vince, but man, the Vincent, I love that one.
Vinsane is Vinsanity. If there wasn't so many other sanities going on, That's the one.
Yeah,
because he's actually insane.
He is.
He's an actual crazy person.
Yeah.
So
He plays tomorrow with on Tamika Catching's team in the Rising Stars. So
yeah, it's his third game in three nights, and he's gonna piss somebody off tomorrow night too.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. I wanted to hit on this Charlie Vines, comment is think about what we were doing at 19 years old. He's literally Gigi is still a child, and to hit on. I know y'all talked about the other stuff, but Gigi, from my understanding, it has come out even from his mouth. He has been missing like some little meetings and stuff like that. So it wasn't a smoking incident at all. It was mainly just him being a young kid and just missed some stuff and was late. That's why he was fine. That's why he had to miss. What did you want to hit on before we got out here?
Sorry, my wife turned the lights off and just completely threw off what I was thinking about. She's a saint until she's a wife. What was I thinking about? The GG being 19 stuff. I was talking about the end of the game. It's a tight game. It's coming down. Like, it's still a couple possessions. And he's like, dog, why didn't Vince swing that to me? I was about to get hit my 30. He was trying to get in the corner to hit 30. And you saw him. They did a replay of him going, whoa. It's like he thought he was about to get 30. He's absolutely just a kid. But, yeah. I wanted to bring up King Meeks, who brings, like, the greatest from the top rope comments there. Doc talks like he walks and it hurts. Yes, 100%. Absolutely.
Shout out to Miss Qualls. Do whatever you want.
We do. She's a saint. She's better than me in every way.
We support
other you. Than entertainment.
We'll be right back in 1 minute.
What do you think is more of a priority for this team? Because you're starting to hear a lot of rumors coming out about teams that are willing to make trades. I'm a big wing guy. This is Memphis. We barbecue in Wing City. So I also understand the importance of big men. The best players in the league are all bigs.
If you're making a player in a lab, absolutely you want to build a Paul George player. You want to build the big wing, you know, Kevin Durant, whatever. Like,
Gigi Jackson.
Yeah, or Gigi Jackson, which actually I was thinking about. Well, what about Gigi, Anthony? Right. But unfortunately, those guys aren't out there. And like, even when you start naming specific names of guys you want to get, like the quality drop off goes down quick. I do think the Grizzlies' easiest avenue to immediately improving next year and getting on the cusp of like being, you know, like a Western Conference finalist, or maybe if you get all the great breaks going your way, is improving your center spot. Just because, but there's just more of those guys, I feel like, available to help you out.
Tune in to the Anthony Sain Show Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Nate, Valentine's just ended.
Valentine's just ended.
Did you give anything to Miss Qualls?
Listen, I've told you this 1,000 times. We don't believe in that holiday. Don't believe in the holiday. But I will tell you what happened before that. My birthday is the 7th. Her birthday is the 8th. Now, I didn't like getting her gifts. I decided I wasn't going to get her. But you know what she did? She got me some flowers. And you know what that makes me think about? Pews Residential Spray. You know Pews. From flower shops to commercial landscape maintenance, Pews has been around for 30-plus years servicing the Mid-South. But did you know that Pews also does residential lawn care? If you're a regular Grizz 901, you better.
Yeah.
Pews Residential Spray can take care of all your weed control and fertilization needs. If you want to create that perfect weed-free lawn, then call Pews Residential Spray today for a free estimate. 901-633-2118 and let them know that the Grizz 901 crew sent you. And remember, with Pews, you get big company strength, small company values. And by the way, I haven't mentioned this in a while, so I'm going to say it again. You can set up automated flower deliveries. Like, and this is not even part of what they wanted us to tell you about. I'm just going to be straight up. Like, literally, I did this for years with my grandmother on her birthday. I'm terrible at birthdays, but I just set up every year she got flowers. And I'm telling you, it is clutch, makes people really happy. Look into it. It's awesome.
All right. Nate, you're going to need some help tonight with this one. Chat, please lend a hand to Nate tonight for Grizz Trivia. He will need all of the help because I'm going to give you 60 seconds to answer this. You can do anything outside of Googling. You can use the chat for your best guess.
Okay.
But you have 60 seconds to come up with the answer after I read the question. So the Grizzlies, go ahead. Hit it after I finish. But the Grizzlies now have a crazy season, we'll say, right? And they've had a crazier season in the past. They even made the playoffs when they had a lot of different players. I think the record at that point was 28 different players throughout the season. Well, the Grizzlies now have under that record, but they have had numerous of people play for them this year, at minimum at least one game. Can you give me the number of players that the Grizzlies have had play a game this season? 1 minute.
The number.
All I
need is to get. Do I get one guess? Is that what I get?
One guess
on the number. They've had John.
So chat, he needs help. So we're hearing Ja, Marcus, Dez, Jaren. King Mix is helping you at 23. Anybody else wanna work through this and help him out?
Conchar. Shaq.
Heaven's Healthy Kitchen has a 28 guest. Black Ninja DJ with 25. King Mix now is questioning himself with 24. Nobody knows the answer.
I'm going to go with the 27.
27. Tom has guessed 36.
It's a little more than 28. It was under 28, right?
It is under 28. So it can't be 29, D'Angelo, wherever that is. It can't be 29. The answer is not 27.
Has anyone guessed it?
Somebody has guessed it.
Okay. After I said it, I wanted to go down to 26. But
all right, let's go through the roster real quick.
That's it. So let's do this out loud.
Yep, let's go ahead.
I'm going to go Ja, Dez, Smart, Jaren, Biz.
Yep.
X, Santi, yep. Luke, Gilly, Jalen Noel.
Yep.
Matthew Hurt. So that's at
11, right? Okay.
11. Did I say Zaire yet?
No, that's 12.
Zaire, Gigi.
Okay, 13. Vince. 14.
Scottie Pippen Jr.
Okay, 15.
Let's see. I'm missing someone who played tonight. Oh, you're missing Lamar Stevens, Yuta Watanabe.
Yep. Goodwin.
Trey Jamison. Goodwin. Did Harrison actually play here?
Yes, he did. He played three games.
So that's 19 or 20?
I think you're at 20 now. Shaquille Harrison played.
It's Shaq Harrison.
You're missing a fan favorite.
I'm missing a fan favorite?
Fan favorite. No longer with the team.
Oh, Kenny.
Kenny.
That's hilarious. Conchar. That's 22.
I think you've hit everybody and you're missing two.
Missing two?
Yep.
Are these obvious ones or is it
someone? One of them is really obvious, and Key Meeks just said it.
Oh.
David Roddy.
David Roddy. That's.
I think that's it because you hit on Smart, GG, Ja, X. I don't know if you said Derrick Rose yet.
I did not. There we go.
So Derrick Rose was another one. You're missing one more, I believe. I don't know if you said Jake Arabia, but I think you might have.
No, I blacked that part out. I thought I said Kennard, so I guess I didn't say Kennard. You said Matthew Hurt. I did say that.
You said Trey Jemison, Lamar Stevens, Matthew Hurt, Yuta Watanabe, Jordan Goodwin, and Shaq Harrison. You missed the only one you have left is Tosin.
Is that 26?
26.
Dang.
26 was the answer.
So close to landing on 26. Ah, well.
So, listen, that was fun.
Yosan letters. Kenny down there. Dang.
So, that was fun. So, yeah, the Grizzlies now have they've had 26 players so far this season. The season is not close to being over. I believe it was 28 was the number that they had at that point. That's a lot.
I tried to look up the most man games lost to injury in NBA history and couldn't find it. If anybody can find that, let me know. Somebody go find and tag Sean. Let's find out what that is. Because the Grizzlies have got to be like up there. They're at 344 and we just hit the All-Star break.
Yeah.
I guess they're at more than that because that was before tonight started. So somebody find me the most man games lost to injury, please. Cause I want to know that number.
Oh wow. We did forget Adams.
He didn't play this year.
Oh yeah. You're right. That's why. So there we go. So he has not played a game this season. So the same thing for Brandon Clark as well. So both of those guys
played, right?
Games played this season so far, not on the roster, but just played a game.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, yes, I even double checked that earlier. And then when he saw that, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vomit. That's all right. Yeah. Yeah. So 26 is the answer. So that's a lot.
And the Bucks just lost to him.
That's a lot.
Suck it.
All right. Listen, that's a segment in itself. Let's go ahead and hit the third segment. We'll take a 1 minute break and then we're going to finish up with all-star questions, right?
Yep. Let's do it.
All right, we'll be right back in 1 minute.
Yeah. Vince Williams is the closest thing we've seen to Tony Allen.
100%.
Tony Allen. I think that has been really thrown around very loosely in a kind of just joking manner for a lot of people because, you know, everybody, for the love that we have for TA, such a big factor in this franchise, we throw that grindson thing around lightly because it's kind of funny on Twitter, but he is the closest thing to Tony Allen that has been so far in a Memphis uniform. And I think that's very, I mean, D'Anthony Melton might have been the other, but to your point, that's what made me think about this is that the fearlessness that he plays with, that's what Tony Allen played with. He did not care who you were. He doesn't see a name on that.
Tune in to The Daily Grind with Mark King and Luke Hatmaker at 1 p.m. every Monday through Friday, live on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Shout out to our former family, Grizz Lee. Just got a little repost from Jaren Jackson Jr. So shout out to him. Another guy in our family, Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. If you missed out on the food, you missed out, but it's not forever. They're a grassroots business that was started right here in Memphis. Chef Smith is a Memphian that promotes healthy eating and wellness. If you're looking to cook at home, go get Chef Smith's cookbook right off of Amazon and download it today. Heaven's Healthy Kitchen continues to do monthly pop-ups, so stay tuned for the next one and find out when it will be here in Memphis. Also, go check them out online, orderhhk.com. That's Order Heaven's Healthy Kitchen, hhk.com. Serving and catering plant-based and vegan gourmet foods straight to you. A little bit about the cookbook. Make sure you do me a favor. It's hard to kind of find it at times. I know I'm working with Heaven's Healthy Kitchen to actually be able to easiest way to find that. So if you could, just go ahead and look them up at socials. Okay. And so we're going to get that. We're going to try to do as much as we can to do that completely. But the easiest way to find that cookbook is bonfire.com/store/HHK. Very simple. bonfire.com/store/HHK. All right, let's get into a little bit of the All-Star break and what it is and the festivities. And what are you laughing at?
Dude, Charles Barkley with the Thanasis has better job security than a Supreme Court justice quote. I love it. Thanasis, definitely.
As the Black Ninja DJ says, finally made it to the All-Star break. Much need it reset. All right. And another thing with the All-Star break, I'm going to give myself another shout out. I just read through my email chain with the guys over at Driving the Line. We're doing a thing that I brought up. And so the whole show, a little shout out to Danny G over here. They took my idea and ran with it. Very similar to what we're doing tonight on this show. Let's go ahead and look through the dunk contest. Chat, Nate, is anyone interested in the dunk contest?
Dude, what a shame. I wouldn't watch the All-Star game. I just would tune in for the dunk contest.
Yes.
And it's just gotten, do you know who's in it?
I do. I studied everything.
Dude, it's gross. Yeah. What's hilarious is a G Leaguer is going to win it again.
Okay, so, all right, let me give you my thoughts. And let me, listen, I have 4 pages of notes on the All-Star game, guys. This is stupid.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm on a big show, bigger show tomorrow. I had to do some actual studying to make sure that I don't look like an idiot more than I already do. But if you look at these numbers, I'm just going to give you my thoughts. There will be a G-Leaguer that wins it. It will be either Mac McClung or Jacob Toppin.
Not Obi Toppin.
Not Obi, but Jacob Toppin. The reason is because, like, if you look, like, do you think Jaime Jaquez is a dunker in any way?
the other guy is a great in-game dunker.
Jaylen Brown
is a great in-game dunker.
Yes.
I would be surprised if he's a great dunk contest dunker. Maybe he is, and we'll be pleasantly surprised. Perfect. I look at him as a great end game dunker, yeah. Not a great dunk contest dunker, yeah. But we'll see. He said right, Obi-Wan going to win it.
Let me give you my thoughts on the dunk contest. We'll move to 3-point contest. This is much more fun. Jacob Toppin is my sleeper. The other reason is he's plus 600. Jaime Jaquez is plus 650. Jaylen Brown's plus 420. The favorite is Mac McClung at minus 170.
Yeah, that's not good odds.
No, don't do that. Odd. But Jacob Toppin, listen, plus 600 is great. 6-1, not bad. I think he's going to have a lot of fun. He has a lot of wiggle. He's the biggest guy in the competition, 6'8", 200 pounds, long, lengthy. I think he's going to do some through-the-leg stuff. I don't think Jaime and Jaylen Brown can do that. They're great dunkers. I don't think they can do that. All right, let's get to the three-point contest, and this is where you all guys come in. We're gonna have a little draft, and I'm gonna let Nate go first. I'm gonna go second in the chat.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna let you two, the chat, go third, but I'm gonna give you two picks. The way this works, Nate's gonna choose his guy. I'm gonna choose my guy. You have two picks, and then me and Nate are gonna go again, and we're gonna draft two more people. If anybody hits off your two picks, I'll give someone $50. Whoever guesses the actual right person in the chat, I'm going to reach out. I'll find you. So do me a favor. Nate, you're going to pick first. I'm going to pick. The chat will give their two people, and I'm going to see who's the unanimous or the most picked from the chat.
Okay. But here's the thing. Who's going to get the $50? The first person who suggests them? Is that how that's going to work?
I'll pick somebody out of the people who suggest that person.
We'll put a little raffle thing together. We'll do that.
I'll pick it out of a hat.
There we go. Okay, perfect.
I can go back through the comments and see who picked for certain people. So, all right. So the contestants, let's go ahead and go through the three-point contest. Any people that just wow you? You got Dame, Halliburton, Trae Young, Malik Beasley, Karl-Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson, Lauri Markkanen, and Donovan Mitchell.
It's actually a bunch of really good shooters, actually. I think this actually could be a good contest.
I think
so. I don't think this is a just easy pick thing. I think any one of these guys could win it. So,
So who's your number one pick?
I'm going to take a guy who I wouldn't take in any other scenario, which is Trae Young. I'm picking Trae Young to win it. I am.
All right. D'Angelo's coming in with Dame Daughter. Tom is now a Spider.
None of these count yet for the chat.
They do not. Check. They don't at all. But you know what? Call this a steal. From the Black Ninja DJ, I'm going with the hometown kid, Tyrese Halliburton, for me.
How about you,
Mike? For me, it will be. I'm hoping I get to pick him on the show tomorrow. I've already put my money there. I promise you. Tyrese Halliburton, last year, 31 points in the 31 points in the first round last year. You know what he said? After the show, after the whole thing went off, he said, sign me up for next year. I'll be back already. Yep. That was easy. You know what Dame Dalla said? I've won two. I'm sorry. I've been in two. Now this is my third. I finally won. I can finally walk off to the sunset and he's back. He doesn't look like he cares. I'm going to stay away from Dame Dalla, but chat, who do you want? Who do you want? So now I have Tyrese Halliburton. You have Trae Young, who I also like. Who are the other guys y'all like? And so I'm going to kind of leave this up for a second. Anybody else that you think that would be maybe awesome to win that you think has a good chance to really win this?
Well, I think all of them have a chance to win it. I don't want to give away who my next pick will be to the chat, I will say you took the guy that was my second. My second pick was going to be Halliburton. I didn't even think about the fact it was hometown. But he's just been, he's been awesome this year. But I will say, I don't know, when he's showing up in the mafia trench coats, I'm not sure. Maybe he's gotten too big to care like he did last year. But I don't know. I imagine if I was going the All-Star weekend, I wouldn't choose to care about pretty much anything. I'd be taking a breather. But Halliburton's awesome. The reason I picked Trae is just because I just feel like he's the guy that just will either be super hot or super cold. I feel like I'm either going to come in first or last with that. I think that is, he's either going to be out in the first round or he's going to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's how that's going to go for me. All right. We got a Brunson in there. Let me go ahead and start typing in some names so we can kind of keep track.
So we have Dame Dalla, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, and Jalen Brunson at the moment right now. So my question is, Don. Do you like any of those three?
Dame, Don, and
Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson? Not particularly.
All right, so let's do this. Let's do this.
Lauri.
I don't want any of those as my next pick. All right, so let's do this. I'll give the chat three. Three names are in here. D'Angelo, Dame Dalla. If he wins, $50. Tom Jacobs, Donovan Mitchell. He wins $50. Jalen Brunson's for the Black Ninja DJ. He wins $50. I want the next pick. I want Karl-Anthony Towns.
Damn
damn it.
Yes.
That's exactly where I was going to go with it. That's exactly who I was going to pick next, which honestly, it's a bit of a win-win. If I win, I get the guy who I think could win again as a sleeper, like Black Ninja DJ is saying there. If I don't get him, then I don't have to root for Carl Anthony Towns. Yeah, so it's a win-win. It's right. All around. It's a victory for me. God dang it. So who's left?
So you have Rory Marketing,
Don. We have Laurie
and Malik Beasley. I'll give you those two.
And Laurie. I'm not picking Malik Beasley. Get out of here. Come on. Malik Beasley's career ended in the playoffs when Ja Morant decided it was over.
All right.
As far as I'm concerned.
So let's do that. And so we'll do something between us. I'm not sure what we'll do. I'm not giving you money. But I'll give these down for sure. I'll write these down for sure. But D'Angelo, you have Damian Lillard. Tom Jacobs, you have Donovan Mitchell. And the Black Ninja DJ has Tyrese Haliburton. All right, I'm going to give you those. You have Lauri Markkanen and Trae Young. I have Karl-Anthony Towns and whoever the other guy was.
Did you write that down?
Tyrese Haliburton. No, I didn't write it down. You know I didn't write it down.
I forgot to write it down. That's why I'm trying to go back through it. Who had Tom Jacobs had Donovan?
Yeah.
And then who
Black
had
Ninja, Black Ninja DJ had Jalen Brunson.
I got who had
and D'Angelo has Damian Lillard.
Gotcha.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Anything else that you're looking for? The game in general at all? Do you care about the game?
No, I don't ever care about that game.
Okay.
Neither do the players, by the way. So that's part of it.
Yeah.
I want to watch All-Star Saturday night. I can't, pretty much. I was signed up for an event. I had a Daniel moment. I got signed up for something I didn't necessarily want to go to. I kind of want to watch the Rising Stars game.
Okay.
Now that Vince is in it, I feel like they actually play some competitive basketball, and that, like, it's guys who are still trying to make a name for themselves. And so it's fun.
Have you looked at the teams?
I haven't. I have no idea who's on what team.
So I know that the team Tamika Catchings has now, because of Dyson Daniels is out, you're bringing in Vince Williams in there, which is an instant upgrade.
Go team Catchings. Yeah. Yeah, right.
So
Gigi, they wish Gigi was in that now, don't they?
Yeah, dude. Imagine, like, he's obviously going to be in there. Hold on. I'm not familiar with the roster at all. Vince and Kendrick Davis are not on the same team, or are they hold just on. Both playing?
Hold on. As you can tell, I do not have four pages of notes for the All-Star game. That's not something I did before this, because it's an All-Star break. And so I didn't do that.
Hey, let's
Rising Stars teams.
Playboy Danny, we're going to get to that one second. Let's go through the Rising Star stuff, and we're going to get to the draft stuff. I have a question, and I know you don't pay attention to the draft, but do you know anything about Rob Dillingham at all from Kentucky?
I mean, yeah, I've seen the highlights going around. He looks like an absolute stud, but it is highlights, so I don't know.
He is really good. He's really good. So as Grizz Girl says, they're in different games. They obviously could play against each other. So semifinal number one is Team Jalen versus Team Tamika, which is obviously Tamika Catchings.
Jeez, please. This team is stacked.
Which one?
Team Tamika. You got Paolo J. Nivey, who, shout out to Monty Williams, now that you have to actually play him. God, absolutely burglared that Coach of the Year away from Taylor Jenkins that year. It's just even more of a disgrace now than ever. Jalen Duren, Keegan Murray, Scoot Henderson, Keontae George, who's my guy, and Vince Williams. The team is stacked.
Yeah. Listen, there's no slouches in this other game, but Chet Holmgren's with Team Jalen, who they play first. Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, the good Jalen out of Oklahoma City. Benedict Mathurin and Shaedon Sharp. Shaedon Sharp has been replaced by Jeremy Sohan. Derek Lively, who I have not seen back at all, honestly. I don't know if he's healthy.
He was still out.
I thought maybe he was still not out, too. Jordan Hawkins out of the Pelicans, Walker Kessler. It's not a bad team. It doesn't have the athleticism, though.
Yeah.
The athleticism shooting is just remarkable.
Also, maybe Jalen Duren and Vince Williams. I'm glad they're on the same team so Vince can't piss them off. So right. they can be friends, because that is the dream, is for the Pistons to somehow screw that up too and trade Jalen to Memphis. Yeah. Not exactly crossing my fingers.
All right, so then you have Team Detlef against Team Powell. Let's read off Team Detlef. Okay, and so Grizz Girl saying that it's the G League game, G League team. So it's – I have no clue what that first
name is. Good luck, buddy.
Izan Almanza. That's pretty close, I think. The Cleveland Charge, Imani Bates, Matas Buzelis, I think is his name, from the Ignite, Ron Holland, Mac McClung, Tyler Smith, Oscar Sheedway, and Alondis Williams. Holland has been replaced by Bates, Imani Bates. So Imani Bates just replaced him. Listen, that seems not any good, but looks like they have a chance to go up against Victor Wembanyama, who's going to just kill them. Brandon Miller, who has been absolutely in fuego right now. Mm-hmm. Brandon Podzimski, Jaime Jaquez, Jabari Smith Jr., Kaysen Wallace, and Bilal Kalabule.
Another good team.
If I had to pick two teams, I'm picking Team Powell, and I'm picking Team Tamika. I think those teams are going to just.
The thing I like about Tamika is the athleticism and just top to bottom. I don't see a single player there that I'm like, do they belong there? Every other team has at least one guy I'm like,
yeah,
okay, not a single person. Listen, Team Tamika all the way. I would, if I was in Memphis, actually probably invest.
I wonder what
it's an investment strategy. That's what I started calling it. It's a short-term stock.
Do we even know if you can bet on them?
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't see it. All right, let's go to the other one real quick. And this is the skills challenge. Picks against Team All-Stars against Team Pacers. Do you know the skills challenge participants?
I'm going to guess we got Halliburton, Miles Turner, and I don't know, is Pascal in it?
Benedict Mathurin. So it's Halliburton, Mathurin, and Miles Turner. Not good. Paolo, Anthony Edwards, and Victor Wembanyama. That will be really good. But then you have the all-stars of Scottie Barnes, Tyrese Maxey, and Trae Young. All right, so two different things. I don't think Trae Young cares enough. Maxey is, I think he's fine. Scottie Barnes he's good. I think Paolo, Anthony Edwards, and Victor Wembanyama have a really good chance to win. The crazy thing about this is they want the hometown team to win this. They really do.
I kind of like the hometown team.
Honestly. You think? Halliburton, Mathurin, and Turner?
I think any one of these teams could win it, honestly. I would probably go with Team Pacers. I got to look at exactly what's in the skill challenge. I don't even know
it's
anymore.
It's plus 210 if you like them, just in general.
Pacers?
Yeah.
I mean, not here.
So, no, I know. I'm saying in general.
I know, but it hurts every time you say that. So that's not. Actually, I think any of those teams could win it. And I don't know, man. Trae Young just seems like that, like, annoying little guy who always just wants to, like, push your buttons. So if someone else wants to win it, he'll be like, I want to win it. I want to win this. And go in and win it.
Wow.
I need him to win a three-point contest. That's all we need at this point.
Well, listen, I think it's going to be fun in general. Yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. Wimby and Paolo, as the Black Ninja DJ say, is not fair. Dude, I'm telling you, those dudes want to win. I think they're competitive enough where they want to really show out. I want to say that Wimby being on this big stage is awesome. And another thing that goes into my three-point contest picks is, why do you want to win? Like, why do some of these guys want to? Halliburton wants to win because, like, he's been on the stage before. He put up 31 points, and then he put up a 17 burger in the final round, and Dame literally took it from him. Dame's back into the contest. That's a reason to win. There's so many reasons to win. I think that these young guys, the up and coming guys, the future of literally the league, Wimby, Ant, Paolo, a bunch of other guys. But those three names will definitely be in the future of the league.
I'm just going to be straight up with you. When you sit there and you say, I don't think Trae Young will care enough, I can't imagine someone who I think will take something like that less seriously than Anthony Edwards. I could imagine him doing it in slides. I don't imagine Ant taking that seriously. Also, Ant's an all-star this year, right? Is he not an all-star?
I have no idea.
Because it says team all-stars, like those are the guys who actually made the all-star game. Hold on. This shows you exactly how much I paid attention to all-star stuff this year. not at all. Oh, man, how bad has all-star weekend gotten to the point where I really don't even know any of this?
Here, I got 2024 rosters right here. All right, so on the Eastern Conference, you have Giannis, Embiid, Halliburton, Lillard, Tatum, Adebayo, Banchero, Scotty Barnes, replace somebody, Jaylen Brown, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey, Donovan Mitchell, Julius Randle, and Trae Young. I believe Trae Young was the injury replacement. Where's the other team?
You have to click it at the top right. But yeah, Ants there is a reserve. Okay. The West is LeBron, Luka, Durant, SGA. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, they has LeBron up there as a captain. Jokic, Devin Booker, Steph, AD, Ants, Paul George, Kawhi, and Kat.
Hmm. Crazy. Chris Finch is the head coach on the Western side.
Now that's East-West again, that actually gets me a little extra interested. I like the East-West format.
Yeah. I agree.
Clearly, I am not plugged into All-Star happenings.
Obviously. Do us a favor. Listen, we've had we're trending right now on the search channel for Twitter, X, whatever. We've had an influx of people. If it's your first time, thank you for joining us. We do all things Grizzlies, post-game shows. If you're here watching this for the first time, thank you so much. Do us a favor. Hit the like button as always. Also, subscribe to the Bluff City Media YouTube channel. If you're on Twitter, if you're watching it over there, have some fun. Come over to YouTube with us, kind of building this community ourselves, but also hit the like and the share if you're seeing this. Most times after the games, this was a normal thing for us is trending and pushing those views up. Unfortunately, the Grizzlies have sucked lately, and so
But not tonight. Two wins. Dude, we were begging for the All-Star break, and then we got to this point, and man, shout out Grizz, giving us a really good feeling going into All-Star break. That's awesome.
How crazy is it? So, obviously, we're here every night, every night that the Grizzlies have a game, and sometimes we're dreading it. No lie. Literally, you talked me off of a ledge the other day. I was kind of irritated and pissed off, about other stuff, about the show, just in general, not you all, just personal things. And winning cures so much. The Grizzlies played so well tonight. How well they played with the young guys, and looking at this season with completely no expectations at this point. And enjoying it, I never would have put that on my bingo card ever.
No. Well, and it was a lot of fun at first when we were like, screw it, because they were winning. And then they lost 9 straight, and I was like, oh no, this is what feels like. This is reality.
Yeah.
And then they come back and we get vintage Dylan Brooks. And by that, I mean missing 5 threes in crunch time. Mm. And then they beat the Rockets. And then they come out, they beat the Bucks. Shout out Doc Rivers. Gigi shouted out Doc Rivers at the end of the game. It's just awesome. It's awesome. You see the young guys playing like that. And I mean, the biggest thing is you look at these guys and the biggest need on the Grizzlies. I know we've harped on this time and time again, but dude, seeing like wings that are legit, like NBA wings that are playing really, really well. It's like in a Grizzlies jersey. Yeah. What do you mean? It's awesome, man. And so a lot of fun. It's not a lost season. It's a lost season in terms of trying to pursue a championship. It's not a lost season in terms of building a championship. And so it's been fun.
Absolutely. So we'll be back here in 8 days. The Grizzlies play on the 23rd. So we will not have a show in between now and the 23rd. Kind of get our legs rested a little bit. But let's hear your thoughts after the All-Star break. Because
what are we talking about?
We're looking at guys coming back potentially. Mm-hmm. So I want to kind of hear your thoughts on what you would do with a Bane, a Smart, or whatever. How much would you play them? How do you integrate them? Like, do you take chances on playing them?
Yes.
Okay. So overall thoughts, as soon as they get back, as soon as they're healthy, you're playing them, maybe just not extended minutes.
Yeah, you bring them back on probably limited minutes.
Okay.
But, and you ease them back in. You also don't just bring them back right when they can come back. You wait until they are good and healthy. Like, you're not rushing them back. But it's all about building winning habits. And you've got these young guys. And it's awesome on nights tonight, like, when they're playing really well.
Yeah.
But if they get down to another 9-game winning streak or losing streak, I'm sorry, you're getting to double-digit game losing streaks, that's not good for these young guys who you want to be developing and building these habits, right? I know we've got fans in here. We got regulars of the show. Again, your family. I'm never going to commit to just losing on purpose. Mm. And I don't think you should. I think it builds a terrible mentality and a terrible culture. And that's not what they're about. And I just don't agree with it. And so you play the guys. You play the guys. You don't rush them back. Brandon Clark's the one where I'm like, maybe you don't bring him back this year.
Right.
I don't know the situation. If he's healthy, I think you probably do want him to get some NBA action. It's better than sitting out longer than you have to. But you're not going to bring him back under any scenario where you're like, hey, we're kind of pushing a timeline.
Yeah.
Not that we should have to worry about that with the Grizzlies.
Listen, I think I'm the same way. Is if you can get back and you're healthy and you've shown it, for the psyche, your mental health in general,
mental
allowing health. You to get back on the court after you've battled to get yourself back from, you know, being, listen, I'm telling you, and I know you know it as well, being in the training room on a consistent basis, that battle is a battle the worst you've ever had in your life, because it is a mental F you. It really is. And you're just like, I think I can. Your mind is good. You feel like you can. And then you go do something and your body just is like, won't let you. Right. And so you're working yourself, pushing your body through limits that you don't expect that you have just to get back. You need to be able to have that end of the rainbow kind of excitement, whatever it is, just a little bit.
Also, shout out Kyle Southall, trainer. We became homies. That's never a good thing if you're an athlete, that you and a trainer get tight. No. But we did. Absolute homie. He's like a trainer for Team USA now. He's one of the Olympic teams. Yeah, he's awesome. But he didn't make me completely healthy, but he did the best anyone could possibly do with what he had to work with. So shout out Kyle Southall. Dude was awesome. But exactly. Like, you, these guys want to get back on the court. And also, same thing. You want these guys to build winning habits. And Vince out there playmaking, doing all this, it's fantastic. At the end of the day, once John Morant and Desmond Bain are back and Marcus Smart's back and you have Brandon Clark back and all this rotation, Vince's role becomes much smaller. It just is the reality. And you have to get used to playing like that. And so it's awesome seeing him get these minutes. It's awesome seeing him being able to expand his game, show what he can do. At the end of the day, you also need to make sure it's like, hey, you're still playing with John Morant and Desmond Bain.
Exactly.
Like, let's be clear about what happens when those guys get back, and you're building something here, and that all has to come together. And yes, you can do that in the off season, but actual minutes, you can't replicate what happens in actual games. So I still think you bring the guys back.
Yeah. You bring it back. You let the younger guys play off of them, because they will be the best player on the court when they get back. That's just the truth of it all. Bain will still be the best player on the court. You let the other guys play off of him, learn to play off of a better player. And that's how you end up creating these winning habits for the future, the best for the future. So listen, that's all we have. It's been a great night. I did not expect this win. I did not bet on it either. So unfortunately for me, but it was a good time. It was a good win. The Grizzlies in the end, scared us a little bit at the very, very end. Mm-hmm. But the Grizzlies win 113-110 overall, and kind of end on a good note. Back-to-back wins, the longest winning streak. I saw it when I was doing my research. I'm glad I was not a Vancouver Grizzlies fan at that moment in life. I think it was like 26 or something like that. It was stupid. But what? Yeah, 26 games.
It couldn't have been. The record was
28.
No, it was like 20. It was less than that. Now it's 28 because the Pistons hit it. It was less than that.
Oh, listen, I could be wrong. Might be 23. What? It's something.
You failed your own trivia. Suck it.
True.
Got him.
We'll be back here on the 23rd. It's been a joy. It's been a pleasure. You know, manning this ship has been awesome. Tomorrow, if you can, go and look on YouTube, Driving the Line at 9 Central. I will be on there with Jonathan Coachman, Alan Bell, Zaslow from ESPN as well will be on there. And so we're going to have a good time looking through the NBA and doing some stupid stuff. It'll always be a great time with us. But that's all we have. Let's have a great night. Listen, it's a Thursday night. My daughter had a game tonight. She played awesome again. And so it's been a good night here in the Greer household. So everybody is sleeping, hopefully soundly, and I didn't wake them up. Yeah, but we'll see y'all in about 8 days. Be nice and tell your friends.